State Representative Kate Siegel from Battle Creek. Representative Siegel, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us yesterday at a press conference at the Capitol. You joined forces with the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy and urged legislators to restore state funding for their program. Talk about that.
Well, this is a great program that serves all the children of Michigan, but it happens to be housed in Battle Creek, and it's a second opportunity program for high school age students that may have dropped out of school, started getting in trouble with the law, and now this is their opportunity to get the skills they need to get their life back on track and get their support. And 2 years ago, the state almost eliminated the program, and now it's at half capacity. So we had the cadets up yesterday talking about their stories and why this program is so important and why it needs to be fully funded at the state of Michigan right now.
All right. So all types of programs like this have been getting cut. There's not enough money. Why fund this one?
This one has a 98% success rate for taking at-risk youth who are getting in trouble with the law and dropping out of school and getting their lives turned around. They have a 98% success rate. And when we're raising the levels of what we're expecting of our children, we have larger class sizes, and we don't have the ability to help these students that are falling through the cracks. This program catches them and helps them get their life back on track, and we all benefit from this program.
Are you happy with the Enbridge oil spill cleanup?
You know, I would like to see a lot more work being done, but I do have to give the EPA and Enbridge credit for working toward it. I know there's still families that are suffering from the effects of that spill, and we still have not been able to enjoy our Kalamazoo River. So I'd like to see more. And unfortunately, it's going to be another year of cleanup.
Are you in support of a bridge from Detroit to Canada?
You know, that is on the Senate side, and I am still gathering the facts. And I've been meeting with a lot of business owners on both my area and on the other side of the state about the need for trade and the trade route. And I am, you know, leaning towards looking at what we need to do to help our businesses succeed in Michigan, and I'm open to what we need to do as long as we protect our taxpayers.
Have you had a chance to look at that nine-bill package regarding charter schools, which would give charter schools the ability to expand here in the state?
No, I have not. That is coming over from the Senate, and I am on the Insurance Committee, and I have been knee-deep in insurance with no fault.
Well, talk about no fault. What do you think of that bill?
I think it puts a lot of liability back on the individual. There is no guarantee that we will see reduced rates, and there is definitely a guarantee that you will have less benefits if you're in a catastrophic accident.
Should Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan lose their tax-exempt status?
That has been talked about for years, and I think we need to understand what Michigan's going to do for our insurance exchange before we start making life-altering decisions for what a lot of people use as their health insurance in this state.
All right, we've been talking with State Representative Kate Siegel from Battle Creek. Thanks so much, Kate. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. You too. Have a good one.